check my product? Yeah, what's product? Oh, here we go, right here.
So this is an exfoliating glove. I have no idea what this does. Danielle, do you?
Yeah, it exfoliates your body, especially when you're in the bath. Exfoliate your skin.
All right, let's go back over here. I just want to see what the syrup looks like. Okay, can I know from this image that's an exfoliating glove? No. This looks like a mitt, right? If I look at the syrup, do I know that this is a body scrub exfoliating glove? Yep, because it says it right here. So I think it's super important to exfoliating gloves, exfoliating, right? So when I come here, I get it that's in a poly bag kind of thing, right? But here's where you take the liberty to do those post edits on here. Like Gobeldi means nothing to me, right? So what means something more would be...
is the only thing I can read, Gobeldi, and thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm not clicking. Like, what? Okay, benefit, you have a typo here. So benefits is spelled wrong, right? I'm a stickler for typos, so I'll always find those immediately. So you want to definitely fix that. That's why it's also important to make sure the people that are doing your merchandising or your assets have a good grasp of the English language, because sometimes that stuff falls through and it's super painful.
Right, and here's the thing. You don't ever need to say benefits. You're much better off saying refreshen your skin with this, you know, and then it says 1, 2, 3. And you honestly don't need 7 benefits on one screen. You want to stick to like 5 max, 3 optimal, and spread those other ones out on other images.
Like dimension. You don't have to say that because I see their dimensions, right? And in the US market, don't use centimeters, because my wife will be like, what's a centimeter? I don't know what that is, you know? So exfoliating typo, glove mastery. Like you want to be super careful about this kind of stuff. Because it's not the kind of thing you can go back and change yourself, right? So if someone made your assets on like Fiverr or Upwork, like, and you're not a graphic person, you're kind of screwed. Like, what are you going to do? You can't go back and edit it. I mean, you could if you knew how to do it. How to use black soap. I have to use black soap. See, something like that would make me think like, okay, this is not for me then.
Right. And then wait 15 minutes. Like, nobody wants to wait for anything ever. So like literally we can't even wait 15 seconds for a TikTok video. So no waiting.
I'm just going to say this. When you do the before and after, people are smart. People are getting very, very, very savvy. Even my wife, I consider my wife a generic Amazon shopper. You can tell that this was edited. How do I know that? Because her hair here is the same as the hair here. Her part here is the same. The straggly hair is the same. Everything is the same, right? So I get what we're trying to do, but you got to be a little bit more savvy, because this is making it look like she went from like very tired and hasn't slept in weeks to a fresh new face. So setting realistic expectations in these kind of before and after is super important. Would you agree with me on that? Or yeah, because otherwise, if I look like her, I'd want to look like her. And if I don't, well, I'm going to give you a bad review. And again, you could see here that 3.5 stars, some expectations might not be set properly. You know, eco-friendly material means nothing to me. What is it? Why is it eco-friendly? Why is it important? Improved texture. Improved from what? What was it before? I don't know. Premium exfoliant.
Is it improved texture of the product? I'm confused.
When someone says the word premium, I cringe. Just tell me what it is. Don't tell me premium. Yeah. Like Mercedes is a premium luxury vehicle. They don't say that. They tell you why it's a luxury vehicle, right?
Right. The other thing is, like, if I was looking to buy this product, I would want to know, like, where can I use this? Can I use it on my face? Because some types of products like this, I would imagine, are for your body and for your face, or just for your face, you know? So a really strong exfoliator on your face and damage your facial skin. So that's something you should be really clear about.
And like it says here, perfect for spray tan removal, which is actually really interesting, because you don't talk about that here. And I think that if it's important enough to be in your title, you'd want to show somebody doing that. Like, do you do it before you get a spray tan, or do you do it to get rid of the spray tan? And if you're doing it to get rid of the spray tan, most people don't want to get rid of a spray tan. They want to keep it longer.
Also, just best practice for a how to use image should not be 5-step. 1, 2, 3. Make it really simple for people.
Rinse off soap, stay in heat. Oh, man. You don't have brand registry, it looks like, because you don't have any A+ content and your brand is generic. So from a security perspective, I could just buy your product from Alibaba and just hop on here and beat you by a dollar and just capitalize on the decent sales you have going so far, right? So just be cognizant of a brand means nothing until it means something. You want to protect that by all means.